Jellyfish normally feed on small fish, but in the lakes there was little prey. So their bells have become a home to millions of tiny photosynthesizing algae. When exposed to sunlight, these algae produce sugars, which in turn provide their hosts, the jellyfish, with food. Now, each day, the jellyfish migrate across the lake, following the arc of the sun. Their only obstacle, the occasional anemone that tries to catch them as they float past. And sometimes fails. So, with little danger and a never-ending supply of food, the jellyfish have multiplied. And multiplied. And multiplied. It's strange to think that Palau was once just a piece of endless ocean. But nothing lasts forever. The never-ending rise and fall of land in the Pacific will continue to produce strange and wonderful worlds like these. At the start of it all will always be the incredible natural force that created land here in the first place. The ocean volcano. This series, the team filmed in many remote locations across the South Pacific. These isolated islands are home to some truly unique wildlife, many of them found nowhere else on Earth. But life on remote islands comes at a price. Any change can be disastrous. And this is what the team came face to face with on the Galapagos Islands. The Galapagos are very special. It was, of course, these volcanic islands that inspired Darwin. And here, there are an astounding number of creatures that exist nowhere else in the world. One of these unique animals is the Galapagos penguin, and this is what the team wanted to film. Recently, their survival has become increasingly uncertain. And the crew knew this could make filming very difficult. Fortunately, the cameraman had close ties with the Galapagos. Richard Wallacombe worked as a wildlife guide on Galapagos for several years. He was aware of the penguins' problems, so this filming trip was a chance to find out more.
Ironically, it's people love